welcome back to Cinema Vino.
Yay!
This is going to be a special Oscar mini-sode. Oscars are live February 9th, Sunday, on ABC. So as it seems like they're earlier this year. It seems like they're usually more towards March.
Yeah.
So they're doing them earlier for some reason. I guess they're just trying to get them out of the way.
Yeah.
That big, bloated, four-hour marathon broadcast. Yeah, it is. I haven't watched a full Oscar ceremony in years because it is just fucking, it is a test to the senses.
I like the day after. Like, show me the highlights.
Yeah,
Show me the highs and the lows.
Who is the host this year?
I don't remember.
Kevin Hart.
Is he really?
No. I think he made that up, yeah.
we'll look that up. You guys talk, I'll look that up.
Well, like, you know, Billy Crystal was the dude for a long time, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
It was Billy Crystal and didn't somebody else...
Steve Martin.
I can't remember who else.
Johnny Carson's done a shitload of them.
Yeah. But, yeah, I can't think who would be the... Who's the...
MC?
Ryan Seacrest?
They're doing that again this year where they forego a host. They're doing just, like, multiple presenters.
Yeah.
They've done that in years past. You know, periodically, they would do, like... You know, we're going to let Chevy Chase do a section of them. We're going to let, you know.
That's probably for the best.
Paul Hogan come out and do some of them. We're going to let, I mean, because, yeah, literally, Paul Hogan did a whole section of them. And he did a really famous thing where he just pretty much called out, like, this is long. I know you guys are bored. We're just going to move this along.
Yeah.
You know, typical, like, plain-spoken Crocodile Dundee type thing. But, yeah, and then they, you know, oh, we'll let Whoopi Goldberg come out for a little bit and do some. You know, they kind of split it up amongst multiple people.
I forgot Whoopi hosted a few times.
Mm-hmm. So
didn't she have IBS?
Now or then?
I mean, I think she was like, I'm not. She was like a spokesperson for like IBS.
That caught me by surprise.
She did do a cop movie where her partner was a T-Rex.
She also was in Loaded Weapon 1.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
I remember she was also in the movie Eddie, where she coaches the Knicks.
Shit,
that was.
Oh, I thought she was also in, like. I thought I got that confused with like Mike. Where the shoes got electrified.
That was a little bow wow.
Yeah. Just don't know.
And now we're going to start a new podcast with Whoopi Goldberg. That's for another time.
Yeah.
The Whoopi Cask.
So we're going to talk about the Oscars for a moment. And, you know, I always feel strongly about this, that there's always those couple of movies that they get left out of the mix.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the Adam Sandler one?
Uncut Gems. I have not seen that yet. That's going to be on the... On the itinerary very soon. But that was snubbed. Adam Sandler was snubbed.
And so was it Us? The
horror movie? That horror movie was snubbed.
Okay.
Was that with the Key and Peele?
Jordan Peele.
Jordan Peele, yeah.
Yes, that was a great horror movie that was snubbed. Booksmart was one of the big ones that I thought was shut out.
That's on Hulu. That's Olivia Wilde.
That's a great movie. Great comedy.
I heard it was like basically a female version of Superbad, but it was really good.
They were advertising that. They were like, hey, it's a female Superbad.
And I thought
it
was even better and even more intelligent. Yeah. Like it was a notch above Superbad.
Interesting.
So I think you could have nominated it for Best Picture.
Yeah. Streaming on Hulu right now. I was thinking about peeping that the other day.
Mm-hmm. The Farewell was another one, a Chinese-American movie that was really good that got shut out. Some of these...
Is that on subtitles?
Yes. Yeah. It'd be tough without the...
Didn't the director say, like, you'd be amazed at how many great films are out there if you can, you know, withstand one-inch subtitles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's true. And then, because that's like the Parasite, which is the Korean movie that is nominated for Best Picture.
Oh, I've heard good shit about that movie.
So was that subtitles or was it dubbed?
It's Korean subtitles, yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, it was that director that said that.
Yeah.
Farewell.
Okay. And that's a great movie. But yeah, I've seen all of the Best Picture movies, and it's like, they're all good movies. I felt like that you could have done something like Booksmart over Ford versus Ferrari. I think that was a very conventional pick, you know, because it's like that traditional feel-good type movie.
Yeah. I saw the trailers, and I was like, no.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, no.
It's a decent movie, but I feel like there were better movies that got overlooked.
Yeah.
In favor of that. I feel like they have to put their formula movies in there. They have to put their...
I'm going to say this before we get too far. Do you think that there are some movies out there, which, I mean, I know the answer is yes, but where people in the studio were sitting around the table and said, let's make an Oscar movie. It was like let's make a movie that we can get nominated for this. Like, and do you think that was one of those movies? It's like, because the cast is huge. Clearly, I saw way too many of their advertisements. Like, that's the type of movie that makes me think, like, man, they were pushing for big names. We wanted, you know, a big name movie with big name actors.
It's like Hollywood totally does that. That 110%. It's like, it's the famous story about Lennon and McCartney when they were starting out and with the Beatles, and they were like writing songs, and like John and Paul would say to each other, like, you know, let's ride a houseboat, let's ride a sports car today.
Yeah.
You know, let's ride a lake house.
Yeah.
You know, let's ride ourselves a swimming pool, you know. And then that they set out, and McCartney was like, you know, people act like we were some kind of musical saints, but we wanted to make money. We wanted to get rich.
Yeah.
And I think for the Oscars, that's filmmakers as well. They see that as kind of like, let's make an Oscar winning movie. It checks the boxes for Oscars.
Yeah.
You know, so that kind of feel good sport movie.
And that's how, and that was for me, even like, it's like, this seemed like a film that they are begging for. You have two, has Christian Bale actually won an Academy Award?
Yes.
He is. Okay. I was like, you have two Academy Award winning actors as your leads. Mm-hmm. I don't even know who directed it, but it
Martian
was like.
For Matt Damon?
No, he won. He's never won an acting Oscar. He won for Good Will Hunting.
Yeah,
screenwriting. Okay, yeah. He and Ben Affleck.
Did you say Martian?
The Martian.
Yeah, no. I think he might have been nominated for that, but I don't think he actually.
Oh, he really did get nominated?
I think he was.
Well, you're just telling a joke. That's awesome. It's like, so that movie seems to me that they were hurting for a squirtin.
Yeah.
Like they were like, hey, let's make a film with everybody in it. I don't even know who the director was, but let's also make it like this, an American car, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I totally think there's some premeditation with the projects that people take on for Oscars.
Yeah.
Acting and producers directing, I think all of that is a deliberate thing. Not always, but there's definitely some people have some premeditation about it. I think 100%.
Yeah.
But I think that they go for convention. It's like, you know, conventional movies, because there's an aspect of like prom king to the Oscars. It's votes, it's people, it's members of the Academy, and so there's definitely we should get this person an Oscar, or we should, you know, make sure that this movie wins.
Yeah.
You know, it's popularity. You know, it's like we were saying earlier, the Heisman, where it's like, it's not, in theory, it's supposed to be for the best player in college football, but a lot of times it goes to the most famous player on the number one team.
Yeah.
Rather than the guy over here that's setting records, it goes to the guy in Alabama because Alabama's number one.
Yeah.
You know, it's exactly. Like, movies, they tend to give it to the movie that or the actor that they think needs to win rather than the best actor.
Yeah.
So that's a big flaw in the Oscars. And that said, there are some good nominees.
How many times is The Irishman nominated?
Quite a few. I mean, because it's like you got Best Supporting Actor, and the Best Supporting Actor is one of the toughest categories because it's like I think everybody in that category could win. Because you have Tom Hanks, Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
I haven't seen that yet.
Which is great.
But I know Tom Hanks is always going to be good at what he does.
You're just watching that, you know he's going to get nominated. It's like, and he may very well win. Anthony Hopkins and Two Popes, that's a phenomenal movie. Oh. And I'm not shocked at all that he won.
Both, I gotta watch that.
Both he and Jonathan Pryce as Pope Francis are amazing. Both of them, those are phenomenal. And most of their performance they're not in the English. They're both... Jonathan Pryce is mainly in Spanish, and a lot of Anthony Hopkins is in German or Italian or Spanish.
Huh.
They hardly act in English at all.
Interesting.
So it's phenomenal. I mean, I hate to throw age in there, but it's like Anthony Hopkins is in his mid-80s, and it's amazing to
phenomenal.
Watch.
Phenomenal. Yeah.
So that's the most difficult category. I think Brad Pitt's going to win it for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Just because he's Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I saw this list earlier when I was talking to Todd about it. Like, I agree. This, you know, I don't follow the Oscars a lot, but I know what's been out there. Like, you know, and 9 times out of 10, I would say you could probably pick who's going to win pretty easily, maybe. It was like, you know, you would have an inkling, like, is going to win. I mean, when I was looking at this list, I was like, shit. And I've seen some of these films, and I was like, man, I don't know, like Brad Pitt, like, I mean, he was good in it, don't get me wrong,
mm-hmm.
but like, I haven't seen The Irishman, so I don't know, you know, who else would,
Al Pacino is a strong candidate too in that.
So I guess Irishman got like 10 nominations.
Quite a few, yeah.
How many did Joker get?
11, I think.
Oh, so it was more than The Irishman?
Oh my God.
Is it based on comic books at all?
Hold on.
Shut your fucking face, I'm making a point.
I know.
DC Comics.
But the point, and we talked about this just before, you know, this is once again where Marvel has been, and I don't even know if you call it a snub,
Endgame, but it was like one nomination.
Yeah, it was like, but you look at all these great films that have been, like, of all the Marvel, and again, like, not getting the love.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, has any Marvel film in the recent years?
Black Panther.
Really?
Was nominated for Best Picture.
Really? Mm-hmm. I did not know that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I think it was the first comic book movie to be nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah. I mean, that was probably, hey, we should probably nominate this film.
It was culturally
important. Sadly, yeah. And, yeah. And I mean, sadly, being like, regardless of how well the film was, it was like they probably, the Academy had to do that. But yeah, it's kind of crazy to be like, and don't get me wrong, Joker was a great movie, but it was like, if you're going to ask me what I would watch again, would I watch Joker or Endgame? I'd probably watch Endgame again, you know? And it's crazy to be like, look, I know that a lot of that's CGI and a lot of it's on a green screen, but that still takes work.
It's a better
and
it's movie. Still,
yeah, I mean, like, Lord of the Rings. I mean, granted, everyone, you know, that was kind of, I would say, revolutionary.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not a comic book film, but it was still damn good.
And they did wait until the third one came out, and then
so they
were
gave
like
everything.
Yeah, so
it
they,
was a retrospective.
It really. I don't know.
That's a good point.
I don't know if it warranted if that single film, because that single film, like The Return of the King,
was not the best.
It was still Two Towers.
Yeah.
But they just had to be like, well, shit, you guys did spend 3 fucking years or more,
and it was
actually
good.
It was almost half a decade. Wasn't it?
And the three movies taken together, they're
yeah.
It was
almost a decade to get all three out, but they were there filming for 3 years.
Yeah.
So that was it was a victory lap, basically.
Yeah. But I mean, but it still, it goes back to this crazy to think that, like, of all these films that have been coming out, that a Marvel movie wouldn't be
on
there, especially you know, going back to what you just said, Endgame being the, you know, the final chapter of that phase, you know, it's like, so you wouldn't give Endgame any love?
Yeah.
It was like, anyway.
So they don't, the Oscars really, they don't like sci-fi, fantasy, or horror movies, primarily.
Fair enough.
Now, they've opened it up more in recent years, like The Shape of Water, which I still haven't seen, I've heard is good.
Great movie, yeah.
Came out, that won last year, I think.
2 years ago.
2 years ago, because it was Roma the year before that?
No, last year, I'm blank. Roma won Best Foreign Film, Green Book won.
Oh, yeah.
With
Roma was your favorite, though.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I thought should win, and once it won Best Foreign Film, I knew it wouldn't win Best Picture. I knew they were going to give it. And again, Green Book was more culturally significant. I didn't think it was the best film of last year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and primarily Oscar films, to me, are like from one person's point of view, or I don't know, like the Jennifer Lawrence Joy movie, which I saw, and I was like, this isn't anything
bizarre,
super great.
Yeah,
it's just it's either a whole bunch of shitty stuff happening to somebody and then persevering, or it's a weird kind of gangster, or it like takes a slice out of like history, and you know, pulls in real close and shows you just a slice of that time or whatever. It's interesting. Joker does the same thing. It's just shitty stuff happening to one guy.
Yeah.
Only he's a comic book character. He doesn't have anything super about him.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it takes the Oscar formula and puts clown makeup on it, basically.
And this might be a controversial thing to say, but it's like, I think Joker is horrendously overrated.
I would have agreed with that, actually.
It's like, for example, it's like, you've seen 1917. It's like, put Joker up against 1917 in terms of quality.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, 1917 is like one of those movies. It's a good movie, and it's an achievement, technically.
Yeah, I will say this. I've seen both of those, of all those films. Joaquin Phoenix, legit, could win Best Actor for that.
He
was a great, but as for a film, I would say overrated. Yeah. I mean, if you're looking at makeup, cinematography, I'll give you that.
It's a great looking
film.
But
like an overall film, probably not. But I mean, I would not be surprised if Joaquin Phoenix wins for Best Actor.
He could.
It's like, that would not surprise me.
And Heath Ledger winning Best Actor for Joker. Yeah. Like, it's going to be, Jack Nicholson didn't win.
No,
he didn't win nominated. Best Actor. Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, that's a fucking crime.
Mm-hmm. And he was magnificent.
Yeah, I don't want to get even into like what I was actually nominated, but that's going to make the Joker role, I mean, Oscar worthy.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I mean,
and it is.
We still have Jared Leto and
Jesus
running around there, but
at least they didn't nominate him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
The best actor category. I mean, I kind of checked off boxes of who I thought would win, and I'm kind of thinking the curveball there. I think they may give it to Adam Driver for Marriage Story.
Right. Which are, yeah. I haven't seen it yet. I've seen clips of it. Yeah.
And he's great.
Is that a movie? I thought it was a series.
It's a Netflix movie. But it premiered in theaters, but it's a modern day Kramer versus Kramer. I don't know if you saw Kramer versus Kramer, but it's you know, that movie was Dustin Hoffman, Meryl Streep going through a divorce and fighting over custody of their son. This movie is kind of the modern day version of that with Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson. It's like two good people in a failing marriage. And I could
ScarJo.
Yeah, and I could be wrong, but I think that they'll give it to Adam Driver just because he's a great actor. He's been nominated before. I think they want to give it to him. That's kind of my gut feeling. It's again, it's not who should win, but who.
Yeah,
and he's worthy.
Don't who should win. And you know, as I told Todd earlier, it's like, you know, that wouldn't shock me either. Be like, hey, let's give it to the guy who's known for Star Wars, but he's not. I mean,
he's not in Star Wars,
but this is not his Star Wars film. Yeah.
You know, so, like, who warrants it? Do you think?
I mean, honestly, I think he would be worthy for sure.
But who of those what would your pick be? Or are you going to do?
I think he picked
an article of your own picks.
I will, but I mean, this isn't going to be out for a little bit, okay. So we got some time. I honestly think any of these people would be good. I think Joaquin Phoenix was amazing. That's an amazing performance that he gave a lot toward. I just wasn't wild about the movie as a whole. I wasn't wild about the tone.
It didn't go as far as I thought it would. Like, it got built up too much, and everybody was like, oh, it's going to be nutso. And it was way more benign than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Still great film.
Yeah. Jonathan Pryce as Pope Francis was amazing.
I got to watch that.
Amazing. Shit. Both of those performances were amazing. And Leonardo DiCaprio was honestly really good. And as good as he was and as great as I thought that he was, he is still a notch below the other people in the category.
Yeah.
And as
we were saying earlier, you know, it's like I really thought in Once Upon a Time, he did a great job.
He was phenomenal.
I was like, man, from his transition from what the character was to when he was in the movies, like, you know, just there were a few scenes where I was like, damn.
It's deceptive how difficult what he was doing was.
Yeah.
The scene where he keeps blowing takes and getting frustrated.
Yeah.
It's like you're looking at an actor playing a role.
I think that
playing
was
a role poorly.
Yeah.
And it's like that's a difficult thing to pull
Meta.
Off.
Yeah. Yeah. It was good. But like you were saying earlier, I don't think they're gonna give it to him. Even though I think that he killed the role. And I haven't seen anything else, the other movies, but they just gave it to him.
Yeah.
So they're probably not going to give it to him again.
Yeah.
You know, like, because I don't think that would warrant a back-to-back with the other films.
And best actress, I think that, you know, that they're all worthy. Everybody in that category is good. And, I mean, I'm looking at that, and everybody was phenomenal. They may give it to Cynthia Erivo for Harriet Tubman.
Yeah.
She was great, but I think you could see a double, like, Scarlett Johansson win for Marriage Story. I think that may be possible, because she was great. But it kind of depends on what wins the other stuff. There's kind of a momentum where they want a movie to win multiple Oscars.
Yeah.
So Saoirse Ronan may win for Little Women. That's possible.
Yeah.
I mean, Charlize Theron was good in Bombshell. Renee Zellweger and Judy was the best thing about the movie was her performance as Judy Garland. Wow. So her resemblance was uncanny.
Yeah.
And, you know, her performance, again, it was, she's playing somebody who is playing a role on stage, but poorly, kind of like Brad Pitt, where it's like, she has to play somebody who is falling apart.
Yeah.
You know, playing somebody who is playing somebody, basically.
Yeah. Interesting.
That's kind of a toss up, but I wouldn't be surprised to see Scarlett Johansson win. I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah.
Supporting actress, Florence Pugh again for Little Women. It kind of depends on what's winning other stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense though. I didn't really think about that. Like, if a film is like going to be successful, it's like, well, let's give it to like three or four people.
Yeah,
you know,
you might see Laura Dern for Marriage Story. She may win that as the divorce lawyer.
I didn't know she was in it too.
Mm-hmm. She's kind of the feisty, like, pit bull lawyer. So, and she does really well. animated feature film. I think this will be Toy Story 4. I think that'll win.
Probably. No, Spider-Man? Spider-Man's nominated, right?
That was last year, and it won last year.
Oh, all right, cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was best animated film. Director, I think.
Suck it, Scorsese.
Yeah, that's a Marvel movie that won an Academy Award, mm-hmm. and deservedly. And yeah, that was one of the best movies of last year, I think. I mean, it was top. It wasn't top 10, but it was definitely on the list of honorable mention. And actually, I'm doing a top 10 list, and I put Endgame in the honorable mentions. It was in the also competing, also receiving votes.
Also rans.
Yeah. It was definitely up there.
Endgame's still not as good as Infinity War.
No.
But yeah,
Also last year in my honorable mentions. So it was, you can't discount the fact that it was entertaining. And yeah, I've made my beef with Scorsese thing known about that. I hate that opinion that movies just have to be serious and deep and complicated. They can be fun.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I can enjoy both.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm ragging on him a lot, but yeah.
And I love The Irishman. I really did. And I wouldn't hate it if it won. I really wouldn't. I wouldn't be pissed. It's that good of a movie. Mm-hmm. And everybody in it is so good. And Pacino could very well win Best Supporting Actor.
Nice.
God damn. He was so good in that as Jimmy Hoffa. It was spot on. So the one thing I think is funny about that is they spent $100 million doing the de-aging thing. Have you seen the YouTube thing that's going around? And it looks better.
Better. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's some guy at home with his Mac.
Yeah. And he was like, he's like, hey, let me show you how we do this.
That fucker did it for free.
Yeah.
With the software that he probably downloaded somewhere.
Yeah.
And it looks significantly better.
There's an app for that. Yeah. You know what? And they used that's right. I forgot. Scorsese used the Marvel method of de-aging.
Exactly.
In his, thumbing his nose at that entire industry.
He's using the stuff that they pioneered.
Yep.
Yep. So, yeah, my frustration with that knows no bounds, that he's taken that very snooty attitude towards comic book movies.
Wow.
So, that's how you know your inner child is dead.
Yeah.
When you're ragging on Spider-Man movies.
Mm-hmm.
But Best Picture is, I think, wide open. I don't know.
I saw that too. I think it's.
I'm going to give it to 1917. I think 1917 will win. I do. Having now seen all the movies, I think that was the best movie. I think that's the most worthy movie. They may give it to something else. I think that best foreign film will be Parasite, the Korean movie.
Oh, yeah. Wide open. What was wide open?
Like, I think that there's several movies that could win. They could give it to.
Oh, there's not a movie named Wide Open.
No.
Okay. Sorry.
But I think there's several movies that could win. I mean, I would be shocked if Joker won. I really would. They may do it.
For best film?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It's just not the same category.
You know, it's one of those things, you know.
I see best actor.
I'll be honest. What you said makes a whole lot of sense about like, hey, we're going to do this, this, and this. We're going to give it. I wouldn't be surprised if 1917 wins best film and probably best director. Probably.
It should.
And that's it.
Best editing.
And that's it.
And best editing.
And but they don't win because I'll be honest. The acting was good. I mean, the whole film was great,
yeah.
But it wasn't anything that I would just jump out at. Yeah. And I mean, your lead supporting role was I don't know. It's I think that you could see director and best film right there, but mm-hmm. that's it.
Yeah.
Editing, I'm sorry. But it's you could start seeing everybody else win for different stuff.
It's actually not nominated for editing.
Oh, yeah. It is.
Amazingly, which is, it's incredible to me because it's there's no cuts. It's there are cuts. They're just invisible.
Yeah.
You don't see them. And that's editing.
True. Yeah.
That ain't cuts.
That definitely. Yeah.
It's they're in there and they're so seamless you don't know. And to me, that's the hallmark of good editing is you don't notice it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You notice bad editing for sure.
Yeah,
you know that's a singer who's a half an octave off.
I guess, but it was up for cinematography.
Yes,
yeah,
it's up for lots of technical stuff.
Unless they do editing and they want you to see the edit, the wipes in Star Wars that are now famous.
Yeah. Yes, though I think those are the exception, not the rule. It's generally you want editing to be completely invisible.
And as Taylor will remind me over and over, fucking Ang Lee and his comic book.
Hey man, I just thought it was different.
Taylor, you're not wrong. It was interesting. Two things can be true at the same time. It can be super interesting
and
editing.
Dog shit.
And dog shit fucking movie. Literally dog shit. He fights a goddamn poodle. I'm going to break all this equipment.
But yeah, I think, I don't know if I already said this, but yeah, I think that 1917 won best directing and best cinematography. But I think it could win a lot of other technical awards because you have to take, like, with sound editing and makeup and stuff, which is nominated for both, the fact that they're doing that in, like, long extended takes. They have to, you have to be ready. And so you think about it when one of the characters gets a wound or something and you have to show that live. You know, it's almost like the suspense of a stage play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, or it's like one character is doing something over here and the other character gets shot or wounded or something happens or they're in a fight.
Oh, man.
You pan back around. It's like those wounds, there's cuts. Those have to be done.
Yeah, continuity, too.
Yeah.
From cut to cut.
And again, that's on the technical people, like the editing, sound editing, cinematography. That's, you know, your cameraman. That had to be a beast to be a cameraman on to work those steady cams. Those things are heavy to work, and you're going across trenches, you're going over ditches, hills, through barns, in and out of bunkers. It's like that had to be just a nightmare to do.
Yeah.
So it should win the technical stuff just for the sheer effort of it.
Yeah, for sure.
So it'll be interesting to see. So the documentary ones, I'll have to watch those.
Yeah, golly. Because Free Solo was the biggest one of last year.
And it was phenomenal. And
it was phenomenal.
Yeah. It's on Disney Plus.
Yeah, it was hand sweaty kind of watching.
Oh, yeah. The key there was when the filmmakers couldn't watch it. Like, the people shooting it couldn't watch him climb. Right. They had to turn away from the cameras.
Yeah.
They showed them, like, they just fixed their cameras and turn around. Yeah. It's that intense.
Yeah, I haven't followed any of it. And I love documentaries. I just haven't followed any of the recent ones.
I need to get in there and look at those. And that, so, full disclosure, we're having a baby on Tuesday. So, I'm gonna have some downtime and not a lot of sleep. So,
a lot of documentaries.
Are you gonna stagger these? Stagger the ones that you release, these podcasts.
Yeah, they'll be done weekly for the next over a month now. Nice. So, So then we'll be back with some fresh me undies.
A couple of dudes just getting naked.
I think Sean has picked out. He wants us to watch a few horror movies, so he's wanting to do the entire Leprechaun series. And Todd was going to let him, which I don't agree with.
Because I think I was wanting to see the Leprechaun
in the hood.
Yeah, that was. Is that with Jennifer Aniston?
Ice-T? No, the first one's with Aniston.
Okay.
Leprechaun in the Hood has Ice-T.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. But yeah, we'll get back into the movies. We'll get back in the swing of things. We'll do some more video related stuff, some YouTube related stuff when we come back from Baby Watch.
At some point, we're going to watch the 1978 version of Superman, Christopher Reeve.
That could be maybe our first one when we come back. I want us to watch Midsommar. Midsommar was another one that got nothing.
Oh, good call.
Got nothing.
For a film that we probably talked about a lot in the podcast, I didn't even think about that.
It's a fascinating movie.
Yeah.
And honestly,
did you see Midsommar?
No.
Okay.
I would put it up here, and I didn't necessarily care for it that much, but I'd put it above some of these movies. I'd put it above Joker.
Well, I mean, like, and even, like, Best Original Screenplay, which is also a big one for me that I think, like, why wasn't that in there? What the fuck?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But
of all things that it could have been in, you could have at least thought it could have been in for screenplay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it was definitely a fascinating movie.
Yeah.
And the fact that, we've talked about it so much that, that kind of makes it worthy right there. So it was interesting, and I want to watch it and get our collective takes on it. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
Absolutely bizarre.
But so this has been another Cinema Vino. And so, we're recording this a few weeks before the Oscars. They just came out a couple of days ago, the nominations. So it'll be interesting to see how accurate.
Yeah, Todd will be watching the Oscars with a little bundling, bouncing baby Joy on his knee.
Little booger.
I think you and I are going to watch the AVNs. Before that.
Oh, yeah, the porn
Oscars.
I think they do live streaming. We should live stream their live stream.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm going to be watching America's Funniest Home Videos.
Bob Saget or Dave Coulier?
With Tawny Kitaen.
Oh, that's Funniest Home Videos. That's right.
Yeah. So it's going to be dab-a-doo time.
Yeah.
But that's Travis getting licked on the face.
Yeah, that was a little rousing.
That was very loud. That's our border collie, Eddie.
That he fucking loves me.
Yeah. And once the baby's born, he will probably leave the house and never come back.
Oh, really?
Probably, yeah. I think the screaming baby's going to absolutely send him into orbit.
Oh, okay. So gotcha.
It's going to be fascinating to see him.
Great.
So he's going to have to share the stage.
Hop streets, rubbing sticks.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You ain't pooting, you ain't scooting.
You ain't sliding, you ain't riding.
As the wise man said.
You ain't squirting, you ain't McGurkin. You ain't mentioned you ate Scruggins.
Which, I don't know if I brought this up before, but one of ODB's aliases was Little Billy Clinton.
Little Billy Clinton. Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah.
I think that's just wonderful. So it's been No Sin Movino, and we thank you very much, and we will see you on the flip side.
Listen, rate, and subscribe.
Love ya.
Yeah, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, MovieReviews.us.
MovieReviews.us, MovieReviews.us, MovieReviews.us. Fuck this.
Too many cooks.